and happening only live at 2:45 on Thursday.
Magandang hapon po ngayong 28 ba o 28th of May, di ba? Sunday.
Yes, 28.
At Samot Sari po ay naglilingkod sa inyo at nagbibigay muli ng isang mahabang programa ngayong hapon na ito. At ngayon po, dahil 28th of May, ito po ay huling linggo ng Mayo, di ba, tita? At matatapos na naman ang mga Flores de Mayo. Kaya po, sana po nag-enjoy kayo sa mga Santa Cruzan na inihandog kahapon. Sa St. Hilliers ba yan, tita?
Yes, St. Hilliers Catholic Church. Ayan.
Na binigyang buhay ng Banyuhay. Ay, kay Arawa ba yun?
Banyuhay, I think.
Banyuhay. And na syempre pa, nandiyan si Fabilicio, si Tita Abby, na naging sponsor. Yes. At in the evenings naman, sana natuwa kayo at nagkaroon ng magandang music live bands mula sa Flores de Mayo at Home Cook and Inspire Productions po. Nasa St. Matthew's naman yan kagabi. Yan. Congratulations sure. Po sa mga nag-perform, nakinig, at nag-organize ng events na ito. At syempre pa sa marami pong naganap na Flores de Mayo celebrations sa iba't ibang panig ng New Zealand, sa Waikato, Queenstown, Hamilton, at Wellington po. Ayan, tita, kamusta ka naman?
Yes, I am all good. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Sabi nga ni Take Jo natin, is the last Sunday of the month. And yesterday was a full-on day kasi yun nga, nag-celebrate tayo ng karami-raming event kahapon. And of course, the Samut Sari Dance Troupe has been performing yesterday as well. So we did the Bulaklakan, which is very, very fitting for Santa Cruzan. So well done, ladies. Shout out to all the dancers, Helen, Lisa, Wilma, Marinette, Pat, and my two not lovely girls, Bailey and Kermay. Shout out to you all, and thank you so much for performing. And of course, Luchi Reyes. Sorry, Luch, nahuli kita. But yeah, and of course, we have to greet our producer, Tita Virgie Russell. Where are you now in the world? We don't know. I don't know if you are now on the cruise to Alaska, but anyway, you have a good time. Forget about the radio. Tik Joe got it all under control. Ayan, kumusta po kayong lahat? And I hope
all of all us.
Yeah. And I hope everyone is all in good spirits even though it's very, very cold this winter. Ayan.
And did you know?
Marami tayong inihanda.
Did you know, tita, that May 28th is actually the World Hunger Day? This is actually given to raise awareness about more than 820 million people living in chronic hunger and to encourage action to bring this to an end. So, yes. Imagine natin kung gaano karaming population yan sa buong mundo, di ba?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, one is really too many, diba? If you are in hunger, you know, there's nothing worse. And if you are hungry, you're gonna get sick. And then, yeah, it's just so sad. Very, very sad. And so, ano bang history ng
it leads to malnutrition, wasting, and stunted growth, and even death, sabi nga. Kaya po, tinatag ang Hunger Project. Kasi hunger kills more than AIDS daw. malaria and tuberculosis. And it's primarily prevalent in Africa and South America. Buti na lang dito talagang well-fed tayo. Pero meron pa rin naman na nangangailangan ng mga pagkain. The government...
But it's not as bad.
It's not as bad. Mm-hmm. Ano nga ba ito nagsimula, tita? Ang world hunger.
Yeah. Dito? So apparently, this history of the world hunger dies. So the hunger is a condition affecting humanity since the beginning of history. But so is a collective fight against it. So really, of course, kaya siguro na invento ang world hunger die because this is their parang campaign to solve the world hunger die. According to the philosopher Simone Weil, people have always worked together to ensure that the hungry are fed. In ancient Egypt, people helped the hungry to justify their deeds in the afterlife. Also, before the introduction of markets, Weil says human societies shared their food to avoid hunger or choose to starve together. Before the 19th century, religious organizations and philanthropic individuals usually lead hunger relief efforts. In the late 1900s and early 20th centuries, people began calling government involvement in hunger relief, especially the Global Action Against Hunger. One of the initiatives is the U.S. government embarked on during that period was shipping millions of tons of food to European countries during in the years of immediately after the World War One. Especially when there is war, there's always hunger, unfortunately. Yeah. Yeah. Because of the destruction it brings. Di ba? Lalo na sa ating mga crops. You know? And of course, people dying. Wala nang mag-tend sa mga farms. Kaya ganyan. Hindi pa si Michael Jackson yung nag-ano ng We are the world. We are the future. Hindi pa sa Hungry yun?
I think one of the song's lyrics nga. Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure it is for, to solve hunger in the world. But yeah, that's the one. I mean, we all in our own small way, we can help, to solve the hungry population in the world.
After the World War II, tita, nung na-form yung United Nations, they began leading the fight against hunger talaga. Following the establishment, the UN or United Nations created FAO, WFP, and IFAD to promote food security and agricultural development. So, noong 1970s po, nagkaroon ng international organizations such as the IMF and World Bank, focusing on developing countries as starvation in countries like Ethiopia came into global limelight. Noong 20th century, the prevailing view was that hunger was a problem of demand surpassing supply. However, this view was brought to an end by a research economist, Amartya Sen, who successfully demonstrated that hunger in modern times was a distribution problem or caused by government policies in developed and developing economies. So in 1998, Sen won a Nobel Prize for this research. In 2011, the Hunger Project created World Hunger Day. The day is an initiative to highlight the plight of disadvantaged people around the world and take action to end world hunger. So, ngayon po yun, World Hunger
Day. Yeah. Kaya nga, I think, So, according to Google University, the song We Are the World actually is a song written by Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie for the people who suffered from famine in Africa. So, they wanted to raise, and that raised a lot of money by using this song. And therefore, the theme of the song is caring about and helping people in need. So, ayan. I wonder if...
Patutugin natin yan mamaya.
Yeah, mamaya patutugin natin yan. Kasi World Hunger Day, diba? Yeah. So it's very, very important. And I love that song. I always love that song, the lyrics of it and the meaning. Very meaningful, diba?
Mm-hmm. And sharing with me, the 8th, we have a National Flag Day in the Philippines naman. And actually, alam talaga to, tita, na May 28 pala yan, na it is observed as a national holiday in the Philippines. And because that's the celebration of the independence from the Spanish. It was on this day in 1898 that the flag was hoisted for the first time. And the nation came together to form the country's first republic. The flag remains a symbol of patriotism and nationalism. And in the Philippines, it was a beacon of hope during the tyrannous times of colonial era. So mostly kasi we know that the Independence Day is June 12, diba? But the flag day...
Yeah.
Honor of the flag is
actually
wow, it's interesting.
Yeah,
talaga naman palang ano kasi it represents peace and justice, and the red patch stands for bravery and patriotism, di ba? And the three big islands, Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao. So yun
yes,
ating ano for the first time po. Ayan. Pabalik po. Makinig muna po tayo sa isang magandang awitin po. Sang Bandila by River Maya.
Ayan. So, ito. We are going to go to our local news. This I love. Okay? So, ang ratio daw ng kiwis, ratio of kiwis and sheep has drops below 5 to 1 for the first time in 170 years. I wonder why. So, the ratio of this is very interesting because when I first came to New Zealand, we always have 70, a country with 70 million sheep. Okay, and kunti lang talaga ang tao before. This is plus 30 plus years ago. So the ratio of sheep to people in New Zealand has dropped below 5 to 1 for the first time since 1850s. So Stats New Zealand's new agricultural production census for 2022 reveals the national flock dropped 2% in the year before to 25.3 million sheep in June 2022. So the five-yearly survey, the survey every 5 years of farming production and practices came under fire by farmer lobby group Groundswell. So it urges those in the industry not to fill out the survey because it disagreed with the tool Stats New Zealand used to measure agricultural emissions. Right. Parang ano lang ah. Parang anong tawag dito? Conspiracy theory. But Stats New Zealand General Manager of Economic and Environment Insights Jason Atwell said more than 42,000 farmers, growers, and foresters took part as a response rate of about 73%. Now, sabi ni Atwell, we were aware of the groundswell campaigns for farmers and other people not to fill out the agricultural census. So kasi baka daw gamitin nat sa gobyerno ng, you know, about the environment, kung gaano ka, you know, what its contribution to CO2 level, something like that. So what we found was when people refused to fill out the survey and said that that was the reason, sabi nila, na it was less than 0.5% of the response rate. The response rate was not as high as we would like it to be, 73%, but we're still really confident in the data. So agriculture is very important in New Zealand, as you all know, economically anyway, so it's really important. It's a really important industry to know about, he said. The latest figures show also saw the national dairy herd dropping off historic highs from 6.7 million cows in 2014 down 8% to 6.1 million in June. Beef cattle numbers have stabilized at 3.9 million. Land planted for kiwi fruit continue to grow for the gold variety, soaring 154% to 78,000 hectares over the last decade, while acreage in green kiwi fruit dropped by a third. Aww, I don't like gold. Sorry, do you love gold?
Kiwi fruit? I want green.
I love green, me too. So kiwi fruit was still the country's largest horticultural export by value and covered a total planted area of 14,700 hectares in 2022. Ah, kiwi fruit, green po, walang gold.
Kaya pala ako, isang nakikita kong green. But anyway,
tapos na pricey.
We have another news po. Ang price daw po ng New Zealand passport ay nag-increase na po. From May 25, the price of adult passport will rise from 199 to 206, while the price for child passport will increase from 115 to 120, including GST. Yan po, the Department of Internal Affairs Deputy Chief Director, Service Delivery and Operations, Maria Robertson, announced last 25th of May. It comes as a part of a second of three planned yearly increases in passport and travel travel document application fees announced by the former Internal Affairs. Itong desisyon na to was driven by a requirement to return the passport service to full cost recovery after COVID-19, which has caused a significant and unexpected reduction in the demand and revenue. The price increase was also impacted by a decision in 2015 to increase the validity period of New Zealand passports from 5 years to 10 years. Ayan po. So, talaga nga naman, tita, nag-i-increase na lahat ng mga bagay-bagay ngayon.
Tapos ang wages lang hindi nag-increase. Ano ba yan?
Anyway, magbabalik po kami mamaya po. Meron kaming kwento Juan. Diyan lamang po kayo. We'll be right back.
No love is all we need.
Magandang hapon po sa lahat ng mga nakikinig at nanonood po dito po sa 104.6 Planet FM. Ngayon po ay Sunday and meron po kaming inihandang segment for this afternoon, which is Kwentuhan. And today is 28th of May and we're lucky to be joined by our very own Kuya Edward Rogelio from Wellington. And we also have Kuya Bob Fonacher from Wellington as well. So hello, good afternoon po.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. Ayan, before we begin the interview, so we'll just have to ask lang po. First, maybe we can ask first Kuya Bob to tell more about himself. Where are you from? From the Philippines, and how long have you been in New Zealand? So that our guests and our audiences could know more about you po.
Sure. My name is Bob Fonacher. Galing tayo sa Bicol from Albay. Laking Bicol, Tubong Bicol. And nung college, napunta ko ng Manila. Doon na nag-aaral, nag-asawa. So sa Manila naman, sa Marikina na kami nakatira with my family noon and two boys. So nag-migrate kami din sa New Zealand 2002. So it's been 21 years nung March. So it's been a while. Dumating kami dito, mga bata pa yung mga anak ko, 6 and 3 years old. At struggle din siyempre. Lahat naman tayong migrants dito nag-struggle. At tawa naman ng Diyos, after a few years, naka-adjust. At yung malalaki ng mga anak natin. At medyo ano na rin, okay na rin. So ang background ko, from the Philippines, dati ako sa, not dati, sa IT. IT ang trabaho ko as a database administrator for the last 24 years. But from the last 8 years, nag-ako sa as life insurance or financial advisor na tinatawag ngayon. Wow. So yun ang ginagawa ko ngayon on the side. Part-time pero minsan naging full-time na rin. At tumutulong tayo sa mga Pilipino na mabigyan sila ng tama at magandang advice patungkol sa life insurance. So ang ano natin eh, very economical lang binibigay namin, hindi kami nagbibigay ng matataas, at in-explain natin mabuti sa kanila ang importance ng life insurance.
Yan. Thank you very much, Sir Bob. So, before we carry on with that side, Bob, thank you for sharing about yourselves. And nabanggit mo nga maraming struggles dito. And as I said, ang kwento one po natin ngayon is more of discussing how is it here in New Zealand, what's the life here, and how do we overcome yung challenges at the same time, and how do we become more productive, like yun nga, through the services that like Kuya Bob that is offering us. Siyempre kasi these days it's very complex, and since nung pandemic marami ring mga economic and financial losses na struggles tayo. And before we carry on with that, hello muna Kuya Edward. Kamusta ka na dyan? And yeah, tell us more how you came here in New Zealand and how long have you been here, para laman alam ng mga nanonood sa atin. At hindi ka namin marinig, syempre.
Ayan, magandang gabi po sa inyo lahat dyan, yung mga viewers po dyan, magandang gabi rin po sa inyo lahat. So actually guys, nag-umpisa po ako na pumunta dito sa New Zealand is 2017, no? So 2017, so nag-stay ako sa Auckland ng how many years ago? Maybe 4 years or 5 years ago in Auckland. And then I was just transfer in Wellington is almost 1 year and 5 months ago in Wellington, so like that. So I'm adjustment to different for the Philippines, no? Different Philippines and New Zealand is a big adjustment for me. So something like this. I wake up in the morning, so I will cooking myself, and after cooking myself, I go to work, something like that, you know. Yeah. So, yan. Yan po
ano nga bang ginagawa mo, kuya, para sa mga nakikinig na hindi ka kilala? So, builder? Is that,
are yeah, you... So pala, yung po pala, yung aking kategory pala na pumunta dito sa Wellington. So, isa po akong builders or carpenters. So, any companies in New Zealand or any job on New Zealand is a part of my me, carpenter or something like that. So,
paano ka man napunta dito, kuya? Nag-agency ka ba? Or
Yeah. I will just first in agency. And so, yun nga, natanggap tayo sa agency. So, kaya tayo nakapunta dito. Kaya tayo nakapadpad dito sa New Zealand. Kaya sa tulong po ng mga agency natin sa Pilipinas na lahat ng mga Pilipino na napapaalis nila, natutulungan nila para sa pamilya nila. Kaya umaalis yung mga kwan, kaya umaalis yung ating mga kapwa natin Pilipino para sa pag-support sa kanilang mga pamilya na naiwan nila sa Pilipinas. Kaya nag-aabroad sila. Yun lang po. Maganda rin po sa inyo lahat.
So, gano'n naman lahat ng mga goal natin. Maski si Kuya who left Philippines 2002 and 2002, di ba Kuya Bob? Tama, like yep. What you have said. Dahil nasa IT industry ka and IT is really a boom here in New Zealand. Like, as well as carpenter and builder like Kuya. So, yung mga skilled migrants, no? Tell us, ano ba ang struggle nyo nung nagsisimula po kayo dito sa New Zealand, Kuya Bob?
Struggle yung ano, syempre different culture. Papasok ka dito, iba yung salita. Iba yung English nila. Diba, mapansin natin yung salita natin sa Philippines, American English siya. Pagdating ko dito, iba. English siya, pero iba yung pronunciation, yung tone. So, mag-adjust ka talaga. So, ang ginawa namin, what we did at that time, nanood ng mga news, nanood ng mga shows dito sa TV, sa New Zealand, at saka, nagpunta kami sa mga grupo na mga nagsasalita ng English, like yung mga Kiwis. So, nagpunta kami sa church na ang salita nila ay English. So, by doing that, nakaka-adapt kami. Tapos yung mga anak namin, ang struggle din eh, siyempre nalulungkot mga bata, nagtatanong, Mommy, Daddy, ba't tayo nandito sa New Zealand? Sabi namin. Hindi namin explain mabuti, pero sabi lang namin sa kanila, para sa inyo to. This is not for us, para sa inyo to. Pero siyempre mga bata, hindi nila maintindihan. Nandun yung mga kalaro nila sa Philippines, sa compound. So, struggle yun. Si Mrs. tatalikod na lang, iiyak. Ako naman, titingin na lang, tatalikod. Siyempre, hindi ka magpapakita ng emotion sa mga bata. So, yun ang experience namin. Lahat naman tayo nakaka-experience ng ganun dito.
Ayan. Ikaw, kuya, ano bang naging struggle mo bukod sa pagising mo na mag-isa ka dito, no? Your family is still in the Philippines. So, ano bang mga struggle mo bilang solo dito kasama ang mga...
Yung sa akin naman, tama naman yung sinabi ni Kuya Bob na yung language nga nila different, big difference in the Philippines and New Zealand. Kaya nga, malaking, para sa akin, malaking adjustment to para makihubilo ba sa mga tao dito sa New Zealand, yung mga New Zealander or the Philippines. Yung salita, doon tayo kan, doon tayo nahihirapan, doon natin na, paano natin i-balance ba? Paano natin i-balance yung salita nila at saka yung salita natin Pilipino? Doon ako medyo nahihirapan ko sa part na yan. So, doon ako challenging.
Nakabag-adjust ka na ba doon sa challenge na yun? Paano mo hinarap yun sa work mo? Kasi syempre, iba sa Pilipinas. Nakikipag-usap lang tayo ng Tagalog or kung ano man yung langguwahe natin. So, dito, marami ba kayong Pilipino sa inyong workplace? So,
marami. So, sa ngayon, sa aking pinapasungkan ngayon, so, maraming Pilipino or marami ding pang ibang lahi, New Zealander, mga iba-iba. Kaya yung nga sinabi ko nga, mahirap nga mag-adjust dahil sa mga language nila, sa language natin, yun ang parang malaking big challenge sa akin, yung language nila.
Ayan. So, dadako naman tayo doon sa ano ba ang magandang na bukod sa syempre nadala ni Kuya dito yung family niya, like most of the migrants here, and si Kuya, who knows kung dadalhin mo yung family mo dito. So ano ba ang masasabi niyo na talagang palagay niyo tamang desisyon itong pagpunta niyo dito sa New Zealand, na para naman ma-inspire yung nakikinig sa atin, na kasi meron din probably nakikinig sa atin from the Philippines or nakapanood nito sa Facebook, na nagbabalak na pumunta dito. Is it worth it ba talaga? O ano ba yung kakaharapin man nila ito sa New Zealand? Unahin muna natin si Kuya Bob.
Oh, definitely. Definitely worth it. Kung sasabihin mo after, ano, after yung struggles sa simula, definitely I will recommend New Zealand kahit sa ninong nasa Philippines na gustong umalis. Kasi makikita nyo naman dito pagdating mo dito, ibang culture nila, iba sa Philippines. Pero makikita mo, there is quality of life sa New Zealand. Pagdating mo dito, maninibahag ka dahil napaka-peaceful, napaka-relaxed ng atmosphere. Tahimik, quiet. Christmas time, walang marinig na maingay. New Year, walang nagpapabuntok, walang fireworks. Sa una, maninibago ka. Pero after a while, ma-appreciate mo siya. Kasi pagka nandito ka, maano mo siya na napakatahimik, relax ang buhay mo. So, you feel at ease. Diba? Yung hindi ka tulad na hindi ka masyadong stress. Sa Philippines, sasakay ka sa jeep, makikipag-agawan ka sa bus, sa metro rail. Madaming stressor, kung ba tinatawag sa Philippines. Dito, nabawasan siya. Meron din, siyempre, hindi maalis dahil mag-a-adjust ka. Hanggang ngayon naman, may adjustment pa rin. Pero less, very less, kumpara sa atin. So I will highly recommend, kung sino man natatawag sa akin, makikipag-usap, sasabihin ko, yes, go for it. Go for New Zealand.
How about you, Kuya? Marirecommend mo yan ba na pumunta dito sa mga skilled migrants na katulad mo, na builder, carpenter, bus driver, and any field na nangangailangan dito sa New Zealand?
Oo naman. So sa panahon ngayon, maraming Pilipino na nagbabalak na pumunta dito sa New Zealand. Nagsabi kasi nila, dito sa New Zealand, magandang place, malamig. So, ganyan. So, yun ang mga karamihan natin mga Pilipino na gustong-gustong pumunta dito sa New Zealand. Pero ang pinagkaiba kasi, ang pinagkaiba sa Pilipinas at saka dito sa New Zealand is tahimik siya. Maganda yung disiplina dito sa New Zealand kumpara doon sa Pilipinas. Yun po.
Yun. Ayan, so dahil nabanggit natin kanina na si Kuya po ay isang financial advisor, at talagang makakatulong yan sa ating mga Pilipino, lalo na sa mga migrants dyan like ako or si Kuya Edward. To tell us more about how do we handle our finances ba, Kuya, na like now na nagtatrabaho tayo, and si Kuya, and for most of the Filipino workers who have their family back home. So how do we sustain our families and at least save for our investment then?
Yeah. I think ang ano dyan is yung, para sa akin yung priority ng finances natin. Dapat sabihin natin sa pera natin kung saan pupunta. Okay? Sometimes kasi ang mga tao, ang mga Filipinos, yeah, including me siyempre, na pag nasumelda tayo, isipin saan natin gagastusin yung pera. Ubus-ubos, kumbaga sa ano. Ang para sa akin ay mag-allocate tayo ng for rainy day purposes, ang tinatawag natin. And one of them is life insurance. Marami pang iba. Mag-save tayo for investments, mag-save tayo for emergency, mag-save tayo para may pangtulong tayo sa mga pamilya natin, oh, yung nagsusupport sa Philippines. Pero one of them is life insurance. Bakit ko nasabi yun? Kasi ang life insurance is something na hindi natin iniisip pag pagbata pa tayo. Something na hindi natin iniisip pag healthy pa tayo. Pero that's the best time na kumuha tayo ng life insurance. Why? Kasi wala pa tayong sakit. Kasi once na nagkaroon tayo ng sakit at nag-apply tayo ng life insurance, pwedeng i-accept, i-gawin ng exemption yung sakit na yun kasi na-acquire na natin before we get the life insurance. Ang ano ko lang dito, ang sinasabi ko, lalo na yung mga bagong dumarating dito na mga kababayan natin is, hindi naman siya masyadong mahal. Ang life insurance is protection doon sa family nyo in case something happens. Again, pinag-usapan, sabi nga kay Edward, kasi nakausap ko na si Edward, maging practical lang tayo. We're talking about death and illness or critical illness dito sa New Zealand. And it can happen anywhere. Tumatawid lang tayo, nagmamaneho lang tayo, pwede tayong mabangga. Marami akong example nga na sa presentation ko nga, pinapakita ko yan eh, na anytime, pwede tayong tawagin ng Diyos, gusto man natin hindi. And maraming examples na because of life insurance, nabuhay ang pamilya, nag-continue yung good life nila kasi may natanggap silang pera once the insured person died. Example ko din.
So, di ba kasi, kuya, ang mentality kasi ng Philippines, kasi dito kasi ang iniisip nila pag life insurance, nagbabayad ka, is it's more of not, ang thinking ng mga Filipinos or some people, it's not really savings eh, di ba? It's like, parang ano lang yan, is added gastos, di ba? Kasi sa Philippines, ang mga life insurance is an investment, di ba? That you can withdraw at a later time. So, paano nyo yung ini-explain dito na yan, na particularly, hindi ko naman siguro gagamitin yan o ano. Paano nyo na i-encourage po yung mga, like, si Kuya Edward or any migrants na nakakausap nyo? How do you handle that?
Well, ang sasabihin ko sa kanila yung purpose ng life insurance. At pag sinabi nating hindi investment, I'll contradict that. Kasi mag-say, kunyari, ang bibigay ko sa iyo ay, for example lang, for the sake of argument, is $30 per fortnight. Ang actual lang binibigay ko is 1 hour of your 2 week salary. Let's say $30. Tapos ang benefit na matatanggap mo is 300,000 New Zealand dollars. For example, young, 35 years old to 40 years old, non-smoker siya. Ang 300,000 New Zealand dollars equivalent sa Philippine money is 10.2 million pesos at 34 pesos per $1. Mag-ipon ka ng $30 every fortnight for so long, for so many, baka 100 years na hindi ka pa nakakapag-ipon ng 300,000. Okay? Let's put it that way. So, para sa akin, ang binibigay mo sa na minimum 1 hour for every fortnight is very, very parang good investment.
Yeah.
Kasi anytime na tawagin tayo ng Diyos, which we don't know, lahat tayo did, hindi natin alam kung kailan tayo tatawagin. Once tayo tinawag, merong matatanggap yung family natin. Example ko nga kanina, na ituloy ko lang, yung asawa ko, yung mother niya, housewife, 5 silang magkakapatid. Yung father niya, kumuha ng life insurance. Nagbabayad siya na nagbabayad ng nagbabayad. At the age of 50, nagkaroon ng stroke yung father niya. First stroke, hindi pa na namatay. Second stroke, after 5 years namatay. Nakakuha lang ang proceeds from the life insurance ng father, yung mother na housewife, walang trabaho. Ang ginawa ng mother, ng mother-in-law ko, binili ng lupa, napatayin ng bahay, ginawang apartment. Yun ang bumuhay sa family nila at 2 doon sa 5 naging doctors sa Philippines. So, that's a very classic example ng value ng life insurance na hindi natin nakikita. Now, nabanggit mo yung sa Philippines may investment na pag kumuha ka doon ng life insurance after 10 years magkakaroon ka ng investment, ibabalik sa'yo. Pero tignan mo yung benefit. I don't think kaabot siya ng 10.2 million. baka ang benefit lang doon is 500,000 pesos or 1 million pesos. What I'm offering is a minimum of 3.4 million up to 10.2 million pesos.
Yeah, true. Yan, maganda na ini-explain ni Kuya yan, no? Kasi yung mga tao na hindi kumbisido sa mga life insurance, it's actually for our protection naman talaga. And magkano yung mga minimum ba, Kuya, na ano, na is it like $30 per fortnight, or is it depending on the salary that you gave or the benefits that they wanted?
Actually, yung mga bagong dating, kasi sa ano nila, sa contract nila, is it's I think nag-answer lang $27 to $29 hourly rate nila. So we target na, sige, para makatulong lang kami sa inyo to protect yourself, to protect your family, dun muna tayo sa maliit na ano na hourly rate nyo. So, in short, ang babayaran nyo, ay, yun lang muna, $27 up to $29 or even $30.
Ngayon, per fortnight lang. Per week yan, Kuya? Or
every 2 weeks. 2 weeks na yan.
Oh, for fortnight. So, it's like even less than $15. So, it's like $14 or so, diba?
Ang iba kasi, yung iba, nakakatawa, yung iba naninigarilyo. Sabi ko, magkano? $40 every 2 days or every 3 days. Sabi ko, wow. Sabi ko, bukasan mo yung sigarilyo mo, may pambayad ka na sa ano, sa insurance. Yung iba naman, umiinom. Sabi ko, bawas naman inom, may pambayad ka na. So sabi nga, at the start, it's more about the priority ng pera natin, kung saan natin dadalhin yung pera. It's not about mahal ang insurance, no, it's not. It's about prioritizing lang kung saan natin dadalhin yung pera. And I suggest, dalhin nyo dito, sa investment din ito. Kasi investment po ito sa future ng family mo.
Yan, very informative yung mga sinasabi ni Kuya, and highly recommended naman talaga na ano, especially dito sa New Zealand, na yun nga, lalo na yung kung tayo ay malapit na na umaga pagod ka sa trabaho, hindi mo alam kung yung meron din bang health benefits yan, Kuya, or is it not just for life insurance, may health insurance din ba yan?
Marami. Ang usually binibigay namin pag work visa ay life cover, number one. Number two, nagbibigay kami ng trauma or critical illness cover. Ito naman yung merong 50 conditions na if they hit any of the 50 conditions, merong lump sum na ibibigay. Number three, ang binibigay namin ay total and permanent disability insurance. Ito naman, pag na-paralyze yung tao, may lump sum din na matatanggap. And number four, yung accidental injury cover. Pag na-accidente, on top of ACC, di ba magbabayad sa ACC pag may accident dito sa atin, no fault, kahit na nasa bahay ka, sports, sa ACC yung magbabayad, on top pa ito, itong accidental injury cover. So, apat ang binibigay namin to start with, very comprehensive na ito. At sabi ko nga, very economical lang naman, so huwag kayong matakot na makipag-usap sa amin kasi mas makakatulong ito sa inyo. At magpapasalamat sa inyong pamilya niya. May mga iba dyan, 5 ang anak sa Philippines. Sabi ko, nako, please, anin natin, isecure natin ang buhay nila. Pag nawala tayo, housewife yung asawa mo, at least meron man lang makukuha. Malaki. Sabi ko, 10.2 million or starting at 3.4 million pesos.
Yeah.
Malaking
tulong nga na yun, no? Hindi lang, mahirap kasing mag-save talaga, no? Kahit na nagpapadala tayo sa Philippines, kahit nga mismo tayo eh, yung magtabi ka, mahirap, diba? So, life insurance and critical and trauma is recommended sa ating mga
critical illness.
Critical illness, yan. So, is this your full-time advisor na po, ano, financial advisor? Full-time.
License tayo. Kasi ang senior lang. Ano? Bale, half and half. 50-50 sa IT. And then kalahati nun sa life insurance advisor ako. So, actually, minsan naging full-time ko na rin. Kasi maraming ginakausap ng mga Pilipino.
So, puro Pilipino po ang kliyente nyo po? pagkakaramihan.
Majority ang mga Pilipino kasi gusto rin nila kasi madaling kausap, madaling maintindihan nila, nagkakaintindihan. At nagtatrust naman sila sa atin at masarap kausap ang Pilipino. Marami ka rin matututunan sa kanila.
Po sa kayong mga life experiences, di ba? So, there you, how do we contact you to, sa mga nakikinig po ngayon? Pwede po, at naka-base po si Kuya sa Wellington, lalo na sa mga na sa Wellington. Paano po ba kayo marireach po, Kuya Bob?
Ang pinakamadali, mahilig tayo sa Facebook Messenger. Hanapin niyo lang yung Bob Insurance Solutions and Send. Sa Messenger yun. Tapos sa website naman, www.bobinsurancesolutions.co.nz. Kung sa telepono naman, 021-228-9100. Yan. Si Edward, alam niya, contact details ko, pwedeng ibigay ni Edward sa inyo.
Ako nang bahala dyan, Kuya Babs. Ako yung bahala nung mag-post sa aking Facebook page para mapromote naman yung
Dahil sir, Kuya, so paano mo naman na, kayo ba, sa palagay mo bilang isang manggagawang Pilipino dito, Kuya Edward, mahalaga ba yung diniscuss ni Kuya? Lalo na yung added knowledge and information sa mga katulad nyong nandito.
Yes. Para sa akin talaga totoo yung sinabi ni Kuya Bob na kailangan talaga yung life insurance dito, lalong-lalo na malayo yung pamilya natin. Hindi nga natin inaasahan na mangyari man yung hindi dapat mangyari. Kaya yun, tama yung sinabi ni Kuya Bob na kailangan po natin yung life insurance.
Ayun,
mas na may mangyari man, yun, para may patay sa pamilya natin na nasa Pilipinas, gano'n, yun.
Oo, correct. Ayan, so mga kababayan na nag-iisip pa po dyan kung magkukuha ba ako ng insurance or hindi. Kung hindi po kayo sigurado at marami po kayong katanungan, kontakin nyo lang po yung mga yung mga financial advisor na katulad ni Kuya Bob po na sure, or kung meron man malapit dito sa mga lugar na kung nasaan kayo, mag-search lang po kayo sa Facebook, marami naman dito din. I think we have interviewed before one here in Auckland and in Waikato, and mostly kasi ang mga Pilipino nagtatrust sila sa mga kapwa Pilipino dahil syempre yung language natin mas madaling i-inform, di ba? I-sabihin and i-explain. Kagaya nga ng sabi ni Kuya Bob na madaling sabihin kung ano, kung may mga katanungan man, di ba? So, ayan, nakilala po natin ngayon si Kuya Bob Funasher, who has been in New Zealand for more than 20 years na, and with a family. And si Kuya Edward naman na less than 10 years here na builder. And si Kuya is an IT naman, si Kuya Bob. So, the different category man ng kanilang mga work dito sa New Zealand. Pero pareho pong may mga struggles and challenges dito sa New Zealand in any aspect of job categories that you are doing. But at the end of the day, we still have to protect ourselves by being very informed, like kagaya nga nitong mga services na tungkol sa finances and our future investments nga na sinasabi na through life insurance na pinag-usapan natin ngayon. So, thank you very much, Kuya Bob, for your information. And we hope that you have enjoyed being part of Samot Sari. And do you want to greet someone here in New Zealand or anywhere in the world? Go ahead.
Yung ano ko lamang, kaibigan ko dyan, at mga clients ko na rin na naging kaibigan. Marami na rin tayong clients dito na naging kaibigan ko na din. Ang kamusta kayo? At sa mga gusto maging kaibigan ko din at maging client, welcome po kayo. Just contact me, Bob Insurance Solutions NZ sa Facebook.
Yeah.
Maraming salamat po, Jovette at Edward. At Trini na din.
Yeah.
Binigay niyo sa akin.
Uwa pala, si Ma'am Trin na pala. Magandang gabi po, Ma'am Trin.
Yeah. Hello!
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm just really listening to what Bob is saying, which is...
Wish your come, Tita Trini. I just so beautiful. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Thank you, Edward. Thank you for giving us your time, Bob. That was very, very insightful, particularly sa mga... sa mga kapwa natin Filipino na medyo nagdadalawang isip about insurances life cover. Sabi nga nila, hindi ba Bob, there is only two things in life that is guaranteed to occur in our lives. That's taxes and death. So you gotta prepare for that. If you pay your taxes every payday, you must also pay towards your life insurance. That's just as simple as that, for sure. Ayan. So that was really good. So thank you so much for helping our kapwa Filipino, lalo na yung mga bagong dating na wala pang masyadong, you know, hindi pa talaga naninibago pa sa environment nila. At least, andyan ka, Bob, na can guide them along na, you know, the important things in life.
Yes.
Actually, hindi lang naman po, ano eh, since pag naging kaibigan ko na sila, nakilala ko, we go beyond. Kasi member din ako ng Bulwagan Foundation Trust dito sa Wellington. Eh, nagbibigay kami ng mga clothing, ng mga alam mo na yung mga bagong kitchen utensils, mga lamesa, kama. Nag-donate din kami po. So, it extend beyond, ano lang, a relationship na life insurance lang. More than that.
For sure. For sure. Yeah, and of course, because parang naging go-to ka na rin sa mga bagong dating dito. So, it's a really good thing what you're doing there.
Ayun, sa amin, mga clients ko at naging kaibigan na nga rin, pagka kailangan nila ng mga gamit sa bahay, mga bagong dating, we provide for them as well. Yung mga lamesa, silya dyan, kitchen utensils, at kung ano na pa. At nakikita namin yung tuwa sa mukha nila. Masaya na rin kami. Eh, yun lang naman ang ano natin din sa mga bagong Pilipino especially.
Sabi nga,
at nakikita naman ng Lord dyan ang pumunta siya dati.
For sure. Yeah. And that would be very talagang helpful yan in especially sa mga bagong dating na, you know, that's one less worry for them to think about, isn't it? Kung saan man galing yung mga plato nila, pots and pans. So every little bit helps for sure sa ating mga kapwa bagong dating dito na mga Pilipino, which is always good. Now, going back to what you do, Bob, yung, I don't know kung na-touch nyo na because I was actually late, but anyway, so are you a broker for our companies or do you work for one underwriter?
Broker po tayo.
Broker.
Pero ang ano ko, ang tinatawag natin na FAP, yung nag-oversee sa akin. May company ako, tapos under ng company na PhilCare, yung sa Hamilton. Hamilton sila naka-base. Ako naman dito sa Wellington. I've been doing this for 8 years na under them. At yan, marami na rin tayong na-meet na mga at natulungan ng mga Pilipino din.
So PhilCare is the company?
PhilCare Insurance Services is the parang mother company.
Mother company. But who are their underwriters? Do you know?
Underwriters is dalawa, AIA, Life Insurance. AIA. The biggest in New Zealand. At saka yung Fidelity Life Insurance.
Oh, Fidelity Life. Okay.
Yeah, both are big companies. Pero ang the biggest nga dito na, ano, AIA. Yeah. Kasi ang AIA, meron silang repatriation benefit na kailangan ng mga bagong workers na nire-require all of New Zealand yan. Eh. So, yun ang recommend namin sa kanila.
Yeah. Now, AIA is American, isn't it?
American Insurance Assurance. Yan ang ano nila.
Yeah.
big player sila sa Asia Pacific. Yeah.
They big company and they're actually reasonable as well. You know, AIA is very reasonable as well as Fidelity. But I think, yeah. So depending, of course, sa needs ng kapwa natin Filipino, di ba? And then you can tailor that around their needs, the situation nila, family situation, income situation.
Ang sinasabi lang naman namin ano, training at sa iba at ano yung huwag kayong matakot, sabi ko mga Pilipino, huwag kayong matakot makipag-usap dahil na Pilipina rin ako, Pilipina rin
yung
talk to us kasi ang kami, we don't sell insurance, we advise. Ngayon, if you like, after ng presentation, after ng explanation and everything, ayaw nyo yung kumuha, that's fine. Pero, konsensyon na yun. That's between you and your family. It's not us. Kasi kami, marami naman pa kaming client din eh, di ba? So we just keep on advising. If you take it, that's good. If you don't, malulungkot kami. Pero that's fine. Nasa selection pa nila
yun. Yeah. And that's all you can do. You know, as a broker yourself, all you have to do is lay it all out to whoever wants to listen. And then it's up to them at the end of the day, sa mga kapwa Pilipino natin, if it suits them or not suit them, you know? So, yeah. And you are absolutely right. You are there to advise, give them all the benefits. And, you know, if it doesn't suit their needs, maybe not this time around, but obviously they know who to call if situations changes. If circumstances changes, then yeah, absolutely. Especially this time around, while people are healthy, ito kasi ang minsan ang, you know, challenges ng not just Filipinos, in all people, humanity. This is just common na if you're healthy and young, you don't seem to think it's going to happen to you. And you go, I'm healthy, I'm going to the gym all the time, you know, I'm always careful, I eat healthy, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I'm all good, I don't need insurance. So does that mean that, you know, your life is forever and ever? No.
No.
Yeah. So while you're healthy also, just to the point of Bob, when you're healthy, it's actually the best time to get cover.
Yes.
Isn't it, Bob? If you're healthy, no existing condition is the best time to get it sorted now.
Yes.
That's all I can say about that.
Ang last thing ko lang sasabihin, mayroon pang, actually, we're trying to help din ang government natin kasi nung previously, maraming namamatay na Filipinos dito. What they do, they go to the Philippine Embassy. Philippine Embassy, can we ask for money? Kasi wala kaming pera. Ang mga kaibigan nila, what will they contribute? Kanyang may 10 silang kaibigan, they'll contribute pero probably 100. 10, $1,000. What can $1,000 do? So ang ginagawa nila, pumunta sa embassy, nangingi ng pera. Ang embassy, nagbibigay ng una. Pero, ang dami na natin, 80,000 na tayo dito. Pag every time na may namamatay, lalapit sa embassy, walang pera ang embassy para bigyan ng 10,000 or 20,000 yung tao. So, embassy, or the Philippine government came up with the idea na dapat meron kayong life insurance with repatriation benefit nakalagay dun sa life insurance. And yun ang ina-offer na namin dun sa tao na may repatriation benefit na pag may nangyari, yung body mo, ibabalik sa Philippines. The insurance company will pay for it. Pagdating sa Philippines, yung remaining balance ng binigay sa inyo, nagpaluwal yung insurance company, ibibigay sa family mo. And then the Philippine government will just say, well done. Kasi meron kang ginawa bago kang mamatay, binigyan mo ng opportunity na yung family mo na magkaroon ng pera. Na nawala ka na, tuloy pa rin ang continue pa rin ang buhay nilang maganda.
Yeah.
Next
correct, yeah. Because there's nothing worse than losing a loved one plus stress about everything else that's going on. So if the least you can do to the family and your loved ones that's going to be left behind is to get that financial worry out of the window, you know, and then just concentrate on grieving as such, because everybody dies, and that's just a fact of life.
Yeah,
that's just a fact of life.
Maraming
interest rates goes up and down, but life and death is always a fact of life.
Anyway, maraming salamat po, Sir Bob. It's really informative at sana maraming nakapulot sa ng aral ngayong hapon na ito kung ano nga ba ang challenges and struggles natin bilang manggagawang Pilipino at migrants dito sa New Zealand. At the same time, on how we could further protect ourselves and our future, diba? Through life insurance. And salamat po, Sir Bob. And to Edward for sharing your interesting stories.
Years na ako dito sa New Zealand. Isa akong art director sa Pilipinas for an advertising agency and sa GMA. Marami akong sinubukan nga rito ng gawin, so pero hindi nawala yung passion ko for the arts. Malaking bagay yung napasok akong pintor dito na natutunan ko yung how to prep a wall, yung mga masking, ganun. So naisip ko yung matranslate yung passion ko sa arts sa paggawa ng mural. Marami rito mga art contest. So binibigyan nila ng chance yung mga budding artists o local artists. Parang gagawa ko for community. Unang contest na sinalihan ko is for chorus. So yung chorus cabinet, pinapapintahan nila yun ng mural. Sumali ko, trinay ko, ang sarap. Nanalo ako. Nandun yun sa may Y-Row, sa may Diana Drive. Mga natutunan ko as a painter, na-apply ko siya. Yung second project ko, nakilala ko yung Auckland Council, anti-graffiti group. Binigyan nila ako ng project, binigyan nila ako ng chance to paint a pedestrian underpass. Kasi ang pangit nito dati, yung dumi, puro vandal. So, naging part ako ng project na to. Kinontract nila ako for mural.
Nakakatuwa nga kasi habang pinipain ko to, dumadaan sila, that's me, no, that's us. Ganun sila. Nakakatuwa. Instant yung gratification as an artist.
Natuwa naman yung Auckland Council sa project na ito. So, nagkaroon pa ako ulit ng next project naman sa City Center sa Auckland. Sa may junction ng Durham and High Street. Ang project ko dun parang as a graphic design naman, gumawa ng directional street sign. And nagpaint din ako ng box na vector naman this time. Pero ganun pa din yung experience, masaya. Yung mga tao, appreciative, talagang binibigyan ka lang encouragement. Supportive sila rito sa mga artists. Marami akong nakikilala, tapos may mga photographers, sinasabihan nila ako, pwede ba kitang kunan, ganyan, nakakatuwa yung ginagawa mo. Yung mga street art na ginagawa ko rito sa Auckland, very fulfilling, ang saya. Kasi nakakatulong ka sa community, napapaganda mo yung community. On my part, nagagawa ko yung gusto ko as an artist. Sa mga kapwa ko artist na medyo nabago yung buhay dito sa Auckland, sa New Zealand, huwag kayong mawala ng pag-asa. Ang daming opportunity dito na pwedeng gawin. So, isa na nga yung mga contest, ang daming pwedeng salihan. Sali lang tayo ng sali. Kasi hindi natin alam, yun yung opportunity natin, di ba, na mapalawak yung ano natin, yung craft natin as an artist. Ako po si Dong Tan, artist tahen.
Ito, Philippine 680.
Yan, Philippine News po. We have, alam mo ba, tita, na nasunog daw po kamakailan ng Philippine Post post office.
Yes, yes. I think that was just this week, I think.
Yes.
This week.
Yeah. Nag-start po ang fire nung midnight basement sa neoclassical five-story building and was brought under control nung Monday morning more than 7 hours mm-hmm. after it began, firefighters said. So the investigation was underway to determine the cause of the fire. The Manila Central Post Office was one of the capital's busiest office buildings but was closed when the fire started. And the building was the country's main mail sorting distribution hub and was the central post office for the Philippine Postal Corporation. It has been used as a backdrop for many Philippine movies and stands near flattening after national hero Andres Bonifacio. So it is located along Pasig River on main intersection of the capital's key roads. So postal service in the Philippines began during the Spanish colonial period with horse riding mail couriers. Nakakalungkot yeah. na landmark na kasi yan dita, di ba?
Yeah. For sure. And, you know, can you think about those mails that got burnt? So, hindi na darating yung mail mo, okay?
Mag-email na lang.
Mag-email na kayo. Ayan.
Isa pa pang news, mabilis lamang po. Iniimbitahan po ng mga COMELEC po na kayo po ay mag-register lalo na kung kayo ay nakatira or nag-reside overseas. So online voters po para po sa May 2025 polls. So kung nais nyo pong makilahok sa 2025 elections, meron pong mga anunsyo ang embassy dito sa New Zealand po. Di ba, tita?
So, yes, for sure.
Then register online and follow the Facebook page of our embassies po kung nais niyo pong bumoto. And it's still our right as a Filipinos, you know, di ba? Who will be
correct.
Our next first of the country.
Yeah. So exercise your right to vote. Otherwise, you just shut up and pura. Whoever is on the office.
Ayan, marami po kaming natutunan ngayong hapon na to sa aming news and at aming kwentuhan. At sana po ay may napulot po kayo ngayong hapon na ito. Di ba, tita?
Yes, for sure. Lalo na the portion with Bob Funashia. That was very insightful. Ayan.
Happy birthday po sa mga nagsiselebrate ng birthday. Kay Ate Nanette Carillo, happy birthday.
Oh, again? How many birthdays have you got, Nanette? Anyway, happy birthday. Oh yes, and happy birthday to Ate